Rabosai, we're going to highlight some of these marmikomos. We're not going to have time to go through everything. But maybe as a good introduction, I'll say to you that we live in a time where everyone is seeking change. Certainly nationally, and if you've heard on what happened on Tuesday in America, more than 3 million people showed up at the doors in Washington, D.C., to swear in the new president. He himself embodies that change. It's a very new America. It's a very new phenomenon. And even if you don't look at it from a national perspective, I think today is very much, the time that we live in is very much people are seeking change. They're looking to improve their lives. They're looking to, you know, make things much easier for themselves. They're looking for a much more meaningful life. And one way in which people embark on this mission is they learn Musar, certainly within the religious Jewish world. So I thought what I would do today is I would spend a couple of minutes speaking about Musar and speaking about what change takes place when one learns Musar. But even more than that, what does one need to focus on when they learn Musar? Musar is all-encompassing. We heard Rabbi Reichman, you know, speak a couple of days ago about the Musar movement, and that Musar, as he pointed out, were for people that might not have been engaged in the intellectual realm. I disagree a little bit. I think the Musar certainly has to offer to anyone who wants to make themselves better. And then hopefully today we'll figure out what Musar can do for us and how do we maintain that which we want to gain from a long-lasting change. So the Pasuk in Mishle, in your first Makor, says, HaChazek BaMusar, that a person should hold on to Musar. We'll find out what that is in a minute. Al tirach, you shouldn't let it go. Nitzureha, guard it, ki chayecha, because this is your life. And if you look at the Mishnah Bura, he says on this pasuk, v'tzaricha adam l'gvoa etul mot sifrei musar b'chol yom v'yom. A person needs to take time to learn musar every single day. Im me'ad im harbe, ki agadol mechavero yitzro gadol himenu. V'tavlina yetzar rat, tochachat memre chazal. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, he would probably define Musar as someone who is disciplined, someone who sits in every day, someone who learns in every day, and he's looking about Tochacha, he's looking how to improve himself. And next door to him, the Gra points out on the Pasuk HaChazek B'Musar Ataref Nitzirah Kiyu Chayecha. So the Gra says Kiyu Chayecha Ki Masha Adam Chai Hu Kedei Lishbor Ma Shelo Shavar Hina Oto Amida. And this word, Kiyu Chayecha, what is the purpose? Kiyu Chayecha, according to Shlomo HaMelech, it's exactly that. HaChazek BaMusar, hold on to Musar. Why? Kiyu Chayecha. And what's the Chayecha part? The Yecha is, Ma Sha'adam Chai Hu Kedei Lishbor Ma Shelo Shavar Hina Oto Mida. The purpose of life is really to try and to break all the bad midas that we have. Because once you're able to do that, then you're able to, as he continues later on, to say, you're able to do your tafkid in olam. And according to him, he says, Mevur midvarash tafkido shel adam ba'olam hazeh hu leteken et midotav. That's the purpose of man in this world. According to the Gra, it's an amazing thing. It's to be mitaken your midah for the rest of your lives. And that's what we learn from the word chayecha. And I think if you're able to combine both ideas together, that on the one hand you're supposed to be disciplined, and on the other hand you're supposed to be mitaken your midos, I think they really define what Musar is all about. I think Musar is very much about learning on a daily basis, whether it's 2 minutes, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's an hour, about how does one improve their midos, how does one improve their character traits. And we see that people have done this. This is not something that's just new today, but people have done this, certainly Chazal have done this in historic times as well. Just to give you an example, Rav Shlomo Luria tziva l'mochiach echad sheyavor elav sha'a echad b'chol yom v'yochichenu v'yizareinu al ma'asav. That here we have a marshal who hires a person to give him tochacha every single day. Kasher ba mochiach, and when this mochiach comes along, the person is supposed to give him musar. He tatef miyad the marshal v'yashav lishmor tochachat musar v'yirah v'yiradat lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gets up, he dresses in his talis, his wedding, he's listening to hear how he's supposed to improve. What are the things that he did wrong in his life? And this is something that Chazal did many years ago, and certainly do today. And I think from the marshal we see the intensity of Musar, certainly on a personal level. And yet, Musar is not something that is supposed to be on a personal level. If you continue reading on, so Rabbi Yisrael Salant said the following thing. אין לך למוד אשר יקיף חיבו על כל הנפשות הנשים פטרות מתלמוד תורה על כן לימוד המוסר הוא חיוב מקיף לכל הנפשות. So what does he say? He says, you know what? It's true that there are people that might not be good in certain areas. Even women who you can potentially say that they are, you know, exempt from learning parts of the Torah. You know what? Everyone should be learning Musar. Because Musar is something very important. So what did he say? He said every person, every Jew, will confront in their lives a battle of the Yetzer Hara, a battle of things that make them do wrong things. And your job is to learn Musar every day. No matter who you are, whether you're someone who's part of mitzvahs, whether you're young, whether you're old, it's an all-encompassing idea. So again, Musar is something that is to be done daily for the purpose of Tikkun Hamidos, and not just by great rabbis and sages who are going to wrap themselves around with the talis, but by everybody as well. What does Musar aim to fix? You know, what is the milchama that everyone is speaking about? What is it about the Yetzer Hara? What's going on here? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, ואל תאמר שאין התשובה אלא מעבירות שיש בהן מעשה כגון זנות וגזל וגנבה, כשם שצריך אדם לשוב מאלו, כך הוא צריך לחפש בדעות רעות שיש לו ולשוב מהן. I won't continue reading the rest, you can do that on your own. The Rambam holds very clearly, and you see also in the Sefer Hilchos Deot, that tshuva is not something that we do just from a chet that's a maaseh chet, znus, a gneva, stealing. Tshuva is something that it has to be something which is a little bit more internal. That you have to look into your own meekness and you have to be mitaken that. And I'm going to use the Rambam's definition here in terms of talking about what Musar is all about. And I think the Musar very much is about trying to intrinsically change a person's characteristics, a person's traits. Benimtza, number 6. Ki yoter tzarich lezaher mimidat ha-ra'ot yoter min ha-kiyum ha-mitzvot ha-seh v'lo ta-seh. That's an unbelievable thing that's being said here. Ki b'yuto ba'al midot tevo b'nek le'yikayem v'chol mitzvot. What is he saying? He's saying, you know what? It's true that a person has to be careful with his masim. But even more importantly, a person has to be careful with his midos raos. Why? Because if, at the end of the day, if a person has good midos, he's able to be mekayim kol mitzvos. Because that's part inherent of who you are. But if you have midos that are raos, you'll never be able to achieve that type of perfection. So again, reading through the sources, I think we get it's certainly a clear understanding from Chazal that Musar is not only important, it has a direction. The direction focuses us on Midos, and it's supposed to be continuous. How are we doing in time? Pretty good, huh? Okay.
Flying.
Great. So, let's look at the next source, number 7. This is one of my favorite sources here. So, Metu Babi B'Midosha B'Shem Rabbeinu Chayam Vital Zal. You want to know what good midos are? You want to know who's acting in a righteous way? You want to know how to judge a person? Well, the way you do that is you look, how does he relate to his wife? And you should ask two very important questions about that. The first question is, are you suggesting to me that a person is going to be assessed simply by his relationship with his wife? First of all, it's not a fair thing to say, because a person hopefully has more than a relationship with his wife. Hopefully a person has a relationship with their family. Hopefully a person has a relationship with friends, and chaverim, and shechenim. And we know that these are not things that I just formed up in Africa. Abba speaks about these things. So why is it fair to say that a person should be assessed only and purely through his relationship with his wife? The other piece, which is just as important, certainly when this was written, and even today, most of the day, I would say to you that a person is away from his spouse. A person goes to work, a person goes to learn, a person is in college, a person does other things. Most of the day, men and women are not together, for the most part. That's the common thing. So how is it possible to say that if you want to understand the essence of a person, their midos, measure it according to how his relationship is with their wives? So the suggestion is the following thing. That chovat ikon hamidot ulitaken et pnimutenu shamidot yu tevua benafshenu. Uchafi shashlim adam et pnimutenu ken yesh limdot et midotav. What is the purpose really of Musar, Tikkun Amidos, the purpose is to do one thing, and that is to be metaken intrinsically, internally, who we are as people. That is the sole purpose. If we learn, you know, the Mishnah Berurah, if we learn any Sefer, any Musar Seder, and that brings us to, excuse me for saying this, to wear a black hat, or to wear a white shirt, or to wear a red socks like some Rebbe, or whatever it is, and that's all external, we haven't done justice to what Musar is all about. The purpose of Musar, the purpose of Tikkun Amidos, is to take an idea, to take an Ashkafa, to take a Mida, and to intrinsically bring it to ourselves, and to attack that within ourselves. Okay? So if we go back now to what Rav Chaim Vital says, it makes a little bit more sense. He says, you want to judge a person, their midos, you have to go and see how he relates to his spouse. Most people, when they're relating to their spouse, they do it in their home. And in their home, you can't say, people are not going to do it. There's no one there to look at your actions. There's no one there, you know, if it's 10:30 at night, who's going to say, let me see exactly how these two spouses work. There's no one there who's going to judge you based on how you speak. How you speak to your wife, how you relate to your wife, it's private. So in closed doors, when there's no one there to judge you, we'll see the real MS. We'll see the real thing. How you act, how you talk, how you behave. Is it just that you pull up a chair for your wife when there's company over? Do you only compliment your wife when she brings food out on a Shabbos when everybody else hears you? Or do you say the same thing when you're sharing a lunch or breakfast or any other meal when your wife is there? Do you compliment, do you act nicely towards your spouse only when there are people around, only when your children are around, or in general when you're by yourselves? So if you want a good measure of who or what a person is really like, you can judge them not only when they're alone, but you want to see how they relate to another person. So when they're alone and they're relating to their spouse in a close and a private parameter, then you're really able to judge exactly the pnimius of a person. So what does the Torah say about Tikkun Amidos? You'll say, you know what, it's a very nice thing. You'll say what Rabbi Reichman said. You'll say, you know what, for people who can't, intellectually get stimulated through a briska rav and it's a secondary for a class citizen. You could potentially say that. What does the Torah say about Tikkun? Is it a valuable thing? If I have time in my day to learn, should I spend some of that time learning Musar? Should I spend some time being metaken my midos? So you see here, there's a Shulchan Aruch called Shulchan Aruch Hamidos, and he says the following thing. Mitzvot asei min haTorah lalechet b'midot hatavot. Ve'al ken ha'olech b'midot haraot kegon ha'ko'es o ha'midga'e v'chadome, ha'rei she'over ha'mitzvot asei min haTorah. So mitzvot asei, we'll see what it is, not mitzvot sefer ha'chinuch in a second, to go in to have midos tovos, to have personality traits that are good. And those people who don't have good personality traits, those people who are quickly to anger, those people who will become jealous of other people, so on and so forth, then they are over through their midos. They are over on mitzvot asei min haTorah. How so? Sefer HaChinuch writes in source number 9, Shenitztaveinu la'asot kol ma'aseinu bederech hayoshev v'heitoch v'hatov b'kol kochenu. That we have a mitzvah, it's called the mitzvah la'admod bederech Hashem Yitbarach, that we have to do, we have to exemplify, we have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So how do we do that? We are commanded, Shenitztaveinu la'asot kol ma'aseinu bederech hayoshev v'hatov b'kol kochenu. We are commanded to be just, to follow the right path. V'la'atot kol devareinu asher b'ninu v'enzulatinu al derech ha'chesed rachamim. And the way that we are to interact with other people should be a derech of chesed, of kindness, where we have mercy on other people. Kasher yadanu mitoratenu shezehu derech Hashem. That this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the being of plenty of chesed. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is merciful. And we are to act in the same way. V'zechevtso mibriotav. And this is what he wants from us, from that which he created. L'man yisku l'tovo ki chafetz chesed hu. V'alzeh ne'emar ve'alachta b'derechav. And that's where the mitzvah comes from, that we are to go according to the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the mitzvah of the Semina Torah, and I think people forget that. I think people sometimes, they spend a lot of time, certainly learning, and learning is important, but midos, to what I'm suggesting today, is, I would like to say, is just as important, and even to the source I showed you before, is even more important. Is even more important. Why? Because if a person has midos raos, then a lot of other mitzvahs you can't do. But if a person has mitzvahs tovos and is trying to always to be mitaken on his midos, the Mezuzah Hashem, he'll follow in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways. The Al Klal, at the end of the Sif of this particular mitzvah, the Al Klal Ha'inyan Hazeh Amru Zichonam Livracha, Shiye Adam Sam Deotav Tamid Kelomar Sheyachshov Beinenu Lasot Utam Aderech Hamitzua VeYosher. That a person is always, the word here is Tamid that I'm trying to focus on, a person always should put that. He should think about the way he's about to interact with other people. He should think about who he is as a person, as a human being, who he is as a Jew. What is it that he exemplifies? A person should understand that there is a tremendous, tremendous need to be bochen about who you are as an individual, about the way that you talk, the way that you speak, the way that you behave, the way that you interact with other people. And I think that's a tremendous thing that has to be learned, and I think it's a tremendous thing that ultimately Musar can get you to. How does Musar become something which is long-lasting? It becomes something which is long-lasting not only when we decide, oh, you know, I'm gonna learn Musar today, and then I'm gonna, after I finish my sefer that I learned, I'm gonna act in a particular way. When we work every single day continuously about who we are, when we have a day and a machshava, the purpose is to change ourselves, our inner selves. So you'll ask the obvious question, and if you don't know the obvious question, you should know that psychologists say. I'm saying this just for you'll know. Psychologists always say that the most difficult aspect of intervention is getting a person to change. That is the most difficult aspect. As a matter of fact, you know the Rambam says that to change a deah, to change a midah, is a tremendous difficult thing. He writes about Hichos Deos. As a matter of fact, and that's why he brings this whole thing, that you have to go to the extreme just to fall back into the middle. So on the one hand, I'm saying to you that you have to be continuous and you have to persevere in your quest for changing yourself. On the other hand, I know for a fact, because I have clients who are like this, that the most difficult trait is to change a person's personality. A person is born with a personality, and unless you work on it continuously, and imagine if you have two midos, three midos that are bad. So what's going to be? So listen to the following thing. Olam be'emet hakoshi lirchosh et hamidot hatavot hukoshi rabatzon. The ability to acquire good midos is a tremendous, difficult, and arduous job. V'iduim divrei Rabbi Yisrael misalant b'tnuat hamusar shekatav kasher letaken mida achat bishlamut milalmod et kol hashas. You hear what I just said? According to Rav Salant, it is more difficult to be metaken, not even to change, to be metaken one midah than it is to learn the entire Shas. That's a very difficult task. Ach al af hakoshi I efshar litalem mikach shadvarim v'eseg yado amishach potz v'hem. However, he says, you can't ignore it. And the truth is that changing a midah, being metaken a midah, is certainly within the reach of anybody if the motivation is there, shiachbots v'hem, that he wants it. V'yamtzem v'yikre'ev elibo, and he'll find him and he'll make him closer to his heart. V'yem itamid v'yikve b'hem v'lo niflati mimcha v'lo ruchikahi ki kerov v'lecha davar me'od b'ficha o b'vecha lasuto. Just like we learned according to the Gra, that when you mix, if it's really important to you, if changing a particular midah is really important to you, you make it close to you. How do you make it close to you? You're thinking about it. You're learning about it. You make it kikaro velecha devar me'od beficha, in the way that you talk, bevavecha, in the way that you feel, lasoto, in the way that you act. V'kmo shekatav Rambam v'shmona prakim v'zeh l'shono. V'al yomar yeshtam gvar bo hamidot ro'o b'matzav she'iv shal l'shonotam. And don't say, listen, I have one particular bad trait and there's no way I can change it. You know, I'm very easy to anger. My father was very easy to anger. His grandfather before me. It's not true. He called matzav ifshar lishnatov mitov l'ra'o mira l'tov.
It's possible to change any situation from good to bad and from bad to good. And the ability to choose how you're going to act, how you're going to change, it's up to you. That's a tremendous, tremendous insight in terms of human personality. How do we know this? We don't have to go far. You don't even have to go far to other religions. Okay? There are people who have decided for themselves never to speak again. It's a religion like that. And they don't speak. There are people who wish to walk on coals, and they walk on coals. There are people who do the unbelievable, and they do it. There are young people, a guy in Yeshiva 2 years ago, who had no background whatsoever, decided, I want to learn Gemara. And when he left here, he's one of the top guys in Yeshiva. So the ability to reach a potential is there. The question is, how do you achieve that potential? And the suggestion, I think, that is being offered is a number of ways. One, understand the Musar has to be inherent in the process. Understand that Musar is the ability to learn about yourself as a person. It's the ability to take that which you learned and to intrinsically incorporate it into your being. One. Two, to make it karuv to you. To make it not something, oh, I'm going to do that in the base. But to have an understanding of machshava, this is something I'm going to take with me wherever I go. This is something that I'm going to work on wherever I go. And more importantly, and I think this is something that's the key to success in many things, certainly in relationships and people's personal success, is a person's want, a person's motivation. How badly do you want it? How badly do you want to learn? How badly do you want to change? How badly do you want to make money? At the end of the day, if a person wants something really, really badly, and they try and they try and they try, the answer is you're gonna get what you want. So you have to figure out, what is it that you really want? Is it an emistic thing that you really want? Do we simply learn about it because everybody else is learning it? Or is it simply, this is why I want? Am I put in a situation where there's a lot of pressure? Or I'm running after this thing because this is what I want to accomplish. So, let's go down a little bit. And I'll pose this question. And I think it's a fair question to pose. I started by saying that we live in a time where people are seeking change, both on a national level, both on a familial level, on a relationship level, and even on a personal internal level. People seek change. People view the world as sometimes the other side is always greener. You know, no one would have thought years ago that you would have had Barack Obama as a president. People want change. And what was the first line that he says out to millions of people? I'm here to change. We're going to have responsibility. Change. That was his entire motto for all of his speeches. Change. You want change? You want change. People are searching change. People search change because of something that they currently experience. This is a psychological piece. Okay, I'm working with you here. Okay,
thanks, Todd.
Okay, I'm just saying. Personal. People seek other things because of that which they experience today. If I didn't want to become a better Jew because I didn't think there was something about me that maybe was not as good or I didn't want to improve, there would be no reason why I would put any efforts into it. So people seek something because of something that they lack right now. Question is, what is it that people lack? And truly, what is it that they seek? And how does Musa help? So look at the Rambam. Haderach hayeshera hi midah benonit shebechol de'ah v'de'ah mikol de'od sheyesh l'adam. You want to know what is the right way, what is the correct way? It's midah benonit, it's the middle path. From every single characteristic, okay? V'hi ha-de'ah shehi ruchoka mishnei ktzavot v'chuk sheveh v'ina kuba lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. And it's that exact middle point, if you talk about, let's say, being angry or being passive. You can't be overly passive because you don't become an assertive person. And you can't be overly angry because then no one will listen to you and you're too aggressive. But it's that exact middle point, that is the correct way to act. V'lefichach, tzivuch hachamim harishonim sheyeh adam sam deotav tamid u'mishaer otan u'mechaven otan bederech hamtzuyut kedei sheyeh shalem. And that's the key point here. What do the chachamim tell us? The chachamim tell us, you want to be metaken nefesh? You want to understand what it means to be intrinsically, you know, incorporated all these beautiful things? You have to always constantly work on your midos. For what
ultimate goal to become shalom, to become complete. The Rambam says, Ha'adam ha'shalem tzarich lo she'yizkor midotav tamid v'yishkol pilotav v'yivchon tchonot nefesho yom yom. The person who's complete, the person who feels that they're not necessarily searching for other things, you know what type of person that is? That's a person who's able to balance, is able to think about, is able to assess and evaluate every day his tchunot, his characteristics on a daily basis. And if a person realizes at one point in time, you know what? I spoke today in a way that I didn't want to speak. I acted today in a way that I didn't want to act. So what has to be the immediate reaction? I need a refuah. I need to change this behavior. But it means that you always have to put it in your mind, this is the way that I want to behave. This is the way that I want to act. And you can't say, oh, today I just had a bad day, forget about it. No, it means you have to work on it. You embarrass somebody today, you spoke Lashon Hara today. So go back to the person and say, listen, I'm sorry, this is not who I am. You have to have a refuah. And therefore, a person always has to think about his personality and his midos in order to become shalom. Why did I decide to speak to you about this topic today? Can you take this? I'll tell you why. Because I feel very often that when boys come to the yeshiva, sometimes they live in a cocoon. Sometimes they live in a very closed and very defined environment. And in that environment, it's very easy to grow certainly spiritually, intellectually, religiously. And when they leave the yeshiva, they find themselves that they're challenged by many other dynamics that they either did not even think about beforehand, or that they never gave care to. And I think it's challenging to go back to college, to go back to university, and to confront not only your own growth, but how do you deal with your growth and where you are compared to the peer pressure that you have, compared to the pressure that you might have from your parents, to the pressure that you might have from your professors, or from the environment, or from the American culture. It's all pressure. And maybe the message that I want to send with you today is that growth is always possible. But in order to grow, you have to want to grow. You have to be motivated to grow. And you always have to understand how to achieve growth. Growth is done just like tzedakah. The Rambam says, halacha l'maaseh, if you have a schum of money, right? A sum of money. So better to give a pruta every day for the rest of your life than to give all of the money at once. Because by giving a pruta every day, what do you make? You make it as a habit that you are a giver. You're giving it tzedakah. You're a notain. But to give it once, then what happens the rest of the times? So too is growth, I think, not only in Torah, but certainly growth when it comes to midos. That it's important to realize we have to work on it every single day. And we can't allow the environment to despair us and to overwhelm us and say, well, we can't achieve it. If you want it, you will achieve it. And that's basically it.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Maybe you still have 10 minutes.
So what do you want to speak about? Now that the recorder's off.
Push and answer. No, it's not off yet.
Push and answer. Go for it. What are some of the psychological difficulties that one experiences in college? Any?
Balance.
What?
Balance.
Balance. This is what we're talking about, balance.
Yeah,
it's this is it. Free therapy. You know who are the best? I'll speak for myself. Maybe we should shut this off, actually. I'll speak for myself. I'll say that